AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The search is over for the Facebook shooter. The gunman committed suicide.
I want to officially announce that the search for Steve Stevens has ended.
Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says Pennsylvania State Police got a tip that Stevens' car was in a McDonald's parking lot near Erie, where authorities had been looking for him since Sunday. Williams says after a brief pursuit, police forced the car to stop.
As the officers approached that vehicle, Steve Stevens took his own life.
The chief says this was not the outcome we wanted. We wanted to bring him in peacefully. He says it doesn't appear there were any more victims since Stevens randomly killed a Cleveland grandfather and posted video of the shooting to Facebook. I'm Warren Levinson.
Executives at United Airlines apologized again today about dragging a man off a plane. CEO Oscar Munoz says no one will be fired. Executives also say it's too early to say if the incident will hurt ticket sales. Munoz says he takes full responsibility, in his words, for making this right. The SS John Glenn is on its way to the International Space Station.
Zero and liftoff of the Atlas V rocket.
A cargo ship bearing John Glenn's name took off from Cape Canaveral in Florida. The AP's Marcia Dunn reports the cargo ship is owned by Orbital ATK.
To honor Glenn, they went to his widow, Annie, and asked for her permission to name the spacecraft after him. And according to the company, she was gracious in saying, of course.
John Glenn died in December. NCAA men's basketball games will be played in North Carolina in 2020 and 2021. There'll be other championship events as well. The announcement follows North Carolina's repeal of elements of a law that limited protections for LGBT people. Democrats are hoping for an upset. President Trump faces a test in Georgia in a congressional election today for a seat vacated by new Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price. Wall Street stocks are lower. The Dow is down 120 points. This is AP Radio News. The Department of Veterans Affairs hopes a partnership with the private sector will reduce wait times for veterans who need urgent care.
The VA has announced a new pilot program designed to improve the service veterans get when seeking urgent care. It allows about 120,000 veterans at the Phoenix VA Medical Center to go to one of 24 Minute Clinics operated by the CVS Pharmacy for treatment of minor illnesses and injuries. The Phoenix VA was the site of a scandal 3 years ago over chronically long wait times for care. VA Secretary David Shulkin is mulling a proposed overhaul of the department to reduce veterans' wait times. I'm Mike Hempen.
Major League Baseball says its umpires are talking about tweaking the Major League's video replay system, and it may include having an umpire wear a microphone to explain to the people in the stands why they decided to reverse a call that was made on the field. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.